top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Thursday, July 22nd, 2021. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. Atherton Mate warns the NGOs are the last pillar of growth left standing from attacks of the Skerrit-led DLP administration against independent entities over the past 15 years. A Delta area manager, Rosalind Cassell-Sealy, speaking to ZGB Radio, addressed the issue of regular gas in Monstrat being consumed faster than premium, resulting in a shortage of supply on the island. And the UK government has accepted a 3% pay rise for NHS staff, with a possible $1,000 additional growth to their salaries dated back to April 2021, having previously said only 1% raise was possible. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Margaret Cooperative Credit Union Limited and Digicel. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
Big Station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
With Digicel Prime Bundles, you get more than just data. You level up to a whole new digital life.
Level up with deep music.
For your favorite local and international tracks.
Level up with Sports Max.
And catch a top live sports action.
Level up with Go Loud.
For radio stations and trending podcasts from Dominica.
And level up with Playgo.
For the latest movies, TV series, and local shows. Enjoy a 7-day Prime Bundle at only $32. With 49 gigabytes of dedicated data for premium access to your favorite app without touching your any use data. That's a total of 59 gigabytes. Activate a Prime Bundle in the My Digicel app. Digicel, better together.
We all want to know that our money is safe. Well, not only your money, but your financial future is in safe hands at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union, serving the entire North with the friendliest, easy cash facility, payday loans, convenient checking accounts, secure night safe deposit. Members of the MCCU are now enjoying competitive loans, the members' retirement savings plan, membership capital, and the joy of watching your savings grow at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union. Friendly support, trusted service, helpful staff approvals. Join the MCCU today and enjoy the growing advantage and convenience of the community-friendly Marigot Cooperative Credit Union business. Call 445-7155 or 445-7166 or email mccu@cwdom.dm. Invest well, save regularly, and watch your money grow at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union.
And welcome back. The Grand Four Community COVID-19 cluster gets one additional case, now bringing the community active cases to 11. This comes from a national epidemiologist, Dr. Shaladin Ahmed, at last evening's Ministry of Health COVID-19 update.
As of today, our active cases are 13. Total recovered cases are 196. To date, there have been no deaths due to COVID-19. At this time, we have a Grand 4 cluster of 11, 6 imported ones and 5 locals. Additionally, one more imported case was detected through day 5 testing following 5 days of quarantine. The additional case is a returnee from St. Martin. The active cases include 5 males and 8 females. The age ranges from 4 to 86 years old. Currently, we have 3 cases who are less than 10 years old, 1 between the ages of 10 to 20 years, 4 between the ages of 30 to 50 years old, 2 between the age of 51 to 60 years old, and 2 between the age of 70 to 80 years. One of the positive contacts has a comorbid condition. Presently, they are all asymptomatic. A total of 71 primary contacts were tested, except 5, all were negatives on the PCR testing. These primary contacts will be further tested on day 5 from the last date they were tested. Additionally, 174 secondary contacts were tested using rapid antigen tests, all of whom turned out to be negative. All positive individuals are at the St. James Isolation Unit. They will be managed and discharged according to our admission and discharge protocols.
And that was a national epidemiologist, Dr. Shaladin Ahmed. Meantime, officer in charge of the office of the chief medical officer, Dr. Laura Esprey, stated some more in-depth information on the process of logistics taken for the community of Granfor.
To date, specific to the cluster, 11 persons were confirmed as having the COVID-19 virus, for which 6 were travelers and 5 were from the community. Most recent information is that a total of 328 persons have been tested, for which 80 were done via PCR method and 248 via rapid antigen test. Of the 248 antigen tests conducted, only one client returned as positive. However, on subsequent PCR tests, the client was negative for COVID-19. Thus far, 18 persons have been re-swabbed on 5-day PCR as per standard established protocol, whilst an additional 41 persons who are being accommodated at the government-operated quarantine facility are expected to be re-swabbed from tomorrow, July 22, 2021. The ministry is confident that based on the situation to date and the test results received thus far, that the situation was handled swiftly and that every necessary precaution is being taken to contain any further escalation. From this situation, I wish to share 6 key takeaways. Number one, COVID is still very relevant despite Dominica's success thus far. Number two, the domino effect of complacency impacts not just you as an individual, but all of us as a group, as a community, as a country.
And that is the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Laura Esprey. Meantime, Minister for Health, Dr. Irvin McIntyre, stated that a decision was taken in Cabinet which will now see PCR or antigen tests for children aged 2 years and above traveling into or out of Dominica.
Yesterday in Cabinet, a decision was taken to make minor adjustments to our protocols. As of Friday, 23rd July, the recommended changes for children traveling into Dominica. 1. Health screening questionnaire shall be submitted for all travelers aged 2 years and above. Number 2. Pre-travel arrival PCR test results shall be uploaded for all travelers aged 2 years and above. Number 3. All travelers aged 2 years and above shall be swabbed for antigen and or PCR as the protocol dictates. Since these children above 2, 3, 4, 5 years most probably will not be vaccinated, that is why the possibility of an antigen test will be done on arrival. It is important to note that previous protocols, children under the age of 5 years, a PCR test was not submitted as part of the pre-travel screening. But as of Friday this week, a PCR test will be needed for children 2 years and over. As regards to quarantine for primary contacts, all primary contacts of COVID-19 positive cases shall be transferred to the government-operated quarantine facility until they are medically cleared. That means no primary contact shall be allowed to quarantine at private residences. Previously, in our clusters in Delis and clusters in Maho and Jimit, we had primary contacts being quarantined at home. As of now, all primary contacts will be quarantined at a government quarantine facility.
And that was the Minister for Health, Dr. Irvin McIntyre. And the former Minister of Agriculture and Soil Scientist, Atherton Mate, has responded to Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt's dictatorial comments, according to him, made when he arrived in Caracas, Venezuela, on June 24, 2021, at 2:48 p.m. to participate in the 19th Summit of Heads of State and Government held within the framework of the bicentennial of the Battle of Caribou. It was there that Skerritt claimed that NGOs and civil society were racking up millions of dollars with plans to overthrow his government. Mate says this is a violation of a strong independence in Dominica in efforts to make Dominicans more dependent on the Skerritt-led DLP administrations and government's social programs. He says this intends to attack NGOs is also an undermining of one of the critical pillars of government, which is sustainable, where people unite to do these things for themselves and the community. Mate warns that independent NGOs are the last pillars of independent growth left standing from the onslaught of the Roosevelt-Skerritt administration against independent entities over the past 15 years.
It is our view that this is almost the last pillar that has been left standing. Private sector institutions in the commercial sector have been gutted and are now led by persons who have agreed to, if you will, offer their sectors to the government as a tool. Several NGOs have actually suffered the same fate in the trade union sector, in the agricultural sector, in the cooperative sector and other sectors. We see so many of these organizations whose history is one of independent, autonomous, creative action. So many of them have today become, if you will, a shadow of that beginning and have become tools, again, of mobilization and politicization of the state sector. It is our view that if we allow the civil society, NGO sector as the last sector standing, if we allow that sector to be undermined, to be identified, exposed, and eliminated against the false accusation, if you will, that we are attempting to displace government, then in fact we truly would have entered the final chapter of Dominica's existence.
And that was the former Minister of Agriculture and Soil Scientist Atherton Mata. And Dr. Irvin Andre compares the recent reality of Haiti, a CARICOM member state that has experienced massive acts of corruption in government, which led to multiple assassinations of some corrupt leaders in Haiti, to the current path of leadership in Dominica under the DLP administration led by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. Dr. Andre warns that Dominicans need to pay heed and give support to those who point out errors and misconduct in government and work with leaders who oppose corrupt practices in order to maintain democracy, law and order, and fair sharing of wealth throughout the Dominican economy.
Dominican writers have been well ahead of our politicians and other servants in terms of understanding this reality. Way back in the 1970s, people like Max Sylvester, Arundel Thomas, and I know we know him for his recent poem, If Dominica Could Talk, and a host of others, they have preached the perils if we don't govern ourselves in a fashion which reflects a concern for the welfare and well-being of our people. They have written about this, but unfortunately, not many of us are listening. But we have a concrete evidence. And a tragic end. This fellow Moise, who quite frankly was so caught up with the reins of power that he refused to step down and instead started building a paramilitary military state to perpetuate his rule. Is that the fate that we would like for Dominica?
And that was a Dr. Irvin Andre. And Indian-born Antiguan CBI citizen Mehul Chosky's side of the story is finally being heard for the first time in his own voice since his arrest in Dominica after his alleged kidnapping and transportation from Antigua to Dominica. Speaking in an exclusive three-part series interview with interim Q95 radio host, hot seat host and social activist Loftus Duran, Mr. Chosky shared his first account of the accusations against him, leading to warrant for his arrest in India, all the way to when he was allegedly kidnapped in Antigua and transported to Dominica by boat. During the first part of the interview, he revealed that his business career took off when he took over his father's company and is now 45 years in the jewelry business. He says from 2018, things took an almost twilight shift with his health condition, along with other issues, both political and financial. He says what happened is unprecedented and he lost everything within a matter of days.
I spoke to them, and somehow or the other, it became very political because there was a huge underreporting by the bank to the head office and to Reserve Bank of India. So this is what happened exactly, and which they turned into in no time. Normally, they investigate. Normally, they send you this thing and they investigate the whole matter. But here, it became so political in no days that between the 1st of February till 20th of February, they almost seized all our inventory. All the companies were raided, and you know, they took our servers and all the shops all across India. There was a havoc at that particular time. And unfortunately, my surgery was fixed in 2000, and you know, in the month of January, on in month of February 15th. So it exactly at that time it went to a peak on a bad side, and that is the reason that for one and a half month my family wouldn't reveal too much that what was happening in India. But this was a very unprecedented example of what happened in India, that within 1 week, 10 days time, they absolutely, you know, the company had about 3,000-4,000 workers in India and totally 6,000-7,000 workers all across the world. And everything in India came to a standstill. I mean, so all my people resigned because they were harassed by a number of agencies for 10 days or 15 days, and people got threatened. And when India moves like that, it was a shock. And I couldn't understand ABC of it. But just I had lost my company within the days. And till then, the reputation of company was extremely good.
And that was multi-million dollar entrepreneur, Antiguan CBI citizen, Mr. Mehul Chosky. Mr. Mehul Chosky is a full three-part series exclusive interview with Loftus Duran will start airing on Q95 on Friday. Also in local news, Dominicans are being encouraged to better acquaint themselves with their history and heritage as they focus on re-educating themselves on their culture and heritage. This call comes from President of the Dominica Reparations Committee, Dr. Damien Dublin, who says this year is special as it represents Dominica's 183rd anniversary of emancipation.
So we're just asking people to participate, use this moment to reflect, get more information on your culture, your heritage. Use the information gateway, find out about the black inventions, the Africa we knew before slavery, because we know that the history of Africa started before slavery. It were mighty kingdoms, mighty civilizations, well organized with their values, their cultural expressions, and all the positives that the enslaved Africans brought to Dominica and the other islands. So we say this year is a very important year. It's the 183rd anniversary since emancipation. And we want to focus on the re-education aspect where people can take time out to just find out more about their culture.
And that was the president of the Dominica's Reparations Committee, Dr. Damien Dublin. And there are safe medications that could be taken by women who are suffering from diabetes and are pregnant, says board-certified OBGYN with almost 17 years' experience, Dr. Karen Robinson. Speaking on yesterday's Jolly's Health Vibe program, hosted by Dr. Lisa Jolly on Q95, she shared some key information on diabetes amongst pregnant women.
Oral medications, so metformin and the other ones like glyburide.
Yes.
Okay? Uh-huh. For a while, we thought that we probably shouldn't use it, but we now know and we have more information about both of them. I mean, we've always used metformin in my practice. So there have been no significant adverse effects on the baby in general. So you compare that to diabetes itself and the management and control of the sugars. Insulin is an excellent medication. It also can complicate patients who are not compliant. So you have to know your patient too. If medications can be used in pregnancy, I generally would not change them unless they prove they're not working anymore in the pregnancy.
Okay.
Then we'd add insulin.
Okay.
You can go straight to insulin if you have a newly diagnosed diabetic early in the pregnancy, who's way up there in the charts. Mm-hmm. So it depends on what's going on with the patient.
And that was a board-certified OBGYN, Dr. Karen Robinson. And director of the Whitey Kubali Dance Company, a former chief cultural officer of Dominica, Raymond Lawrence, is happy that the new staff of the cultural division under the leadership of acting chief cultural officer, Earlson Matthew, has promised to continue the many events initiated by him during his tenure as a CCO. Speaking to Q95 News, Lawrence listed some of the major activities he started, which have now become yearly events in Dominica.
Personally, I've been happy to have introduced projects and programs like Dom Festa, initially my idea, the Emancipation Celebration, the Old Mill Museum, the Dominica Institute for the Arts, which is now into its 9th year, going into its 10th year, the Schools Arts Festival, the Creole Spelling Bee, and of course events, festivals like Independence, Emancipation, Carnival Time, Old Mass Festival, and even Carry Festa, that I had the opportunity more than once to spearhead the delegation, including the last Carry Festa in 2019, and to encourage training across the island in music, folk dance, and contemporary expressions too, like guitar, piano, drumming, and other expressions of our culture. And I just want to encourage the groups and artists all across Dominica to continue to help preserve and promote the culture, that it can go to greater heights.
And that was the director of the Whitey Kubelia Dance Company, former chief cultural officer for Dominica, Raymond Lawrence. In other news, regular gas is currently being sold in Montserrat at a price 2 cents shy of that for premium. Effective July 13th for 2021, regular gas at the pump is being sold for $16.64, a 26 cents increase from the previous month, and premium gas is now being sold for $16.66, a 40 cents increase from June. Diesel is now $12.70 per gallon, 44 cents more than previous months. In June, regular gas was being sold at $16.38, is now up from $15.69 in May, whilst premium gas is being sold for $16.26, unchanged from May 19. Meanwhile, Delta Area Manager Rosalind Castle Seely, speaking with ZGB Radio, addressed the issue where regular gas is finishing faster than premium.
The determination of the price of all petroleum products are done by the Trade Department. Delta collects all the costs incurred during the tanker delivery process and sends them to the Trade Department,
the government,
along with the invoices for the volumes we received to facilitate the pricing process. So pricing is really done by the Trade Department and not at all by Delta. Consumers prefer regular gasoline, so it is normal for a larger volume of regular to be purchased. And we do actually provide the gas station with more regular than with premium. Delta is also fully aware of the consumption patterns of gasoline on the island. And so too is our head office, because we have to pass on that information. So unless there is a docking incident or a weather pattern issue or some other holdup of any kind in another island, Delta here is never stuck out of petroleum products.
Also in other news, the UK government has accepted a 3% pay rise for NHS staff, with a possible $1,000 additional raise to their salaries dating back to April 2021. They had previously said that they are not able to do a 1% raise.
Has announced a 3% pay rise for NHS staff in England. Ministers have accepted the recommendations of the NHS Independent Pay Review Body. The government says this will mean an additional £1,000 a year for the average nurse. Let's bring in our chief political correspondent, John Craig. Good evening, John. So, I mean, the unions were asking for quite a lot more. How will this be received?
Well, probably not too well, because it's not. This is for NHS staff in England, and in Scotland, they have already been awarded 4%, 3% in England. And also in Scotland, the pay rise has been backdated to December, whereas in England, this pay rise is being backdated just till April. The announcement from the government comes just hours after Helen Wakeley, the health minister, told MPs they were still considering the recommendations from the pay review body. So anyway, we now have the full statement from the government, in which they say they've accepted the recommendations of the NHS independent pay review bodies in full for this year. Now, some months ago, the government was saying it could only afford 1%, so they've obviously moved from there. The 3% pay rise for NHS staff in England includes nurses, paramedics, consultants, dentists and salaried GPs. And for the average nurse, as you've said, £1,000 a year. Many porters and cleaners will receive around £540. And the Health Secretary Sajid Javid, who of course has tested positive and is isolating, says NHS staff are rightly receiving a pay rise this year despite the wider public sector pay pause. In recognition of their extraordinary efforts, we ask the independent pay review bodies for their recommendations, and I'm pleased to accept them in full.
And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of the headlines. Atherton Mate warns NGOs are the last pillar of growth left standing from attacks of the security-led DLP administration against independent entities over the past 15 years. A Delta area manager, Rosalind Castle Seeley, speaking to ZGB Radio, addressed the issue of regular gas in Monstrat being consumed faster than petroleum and premium, resulting in a shortage of supply on the island. And the UK government has accepted a 3% pay rise for NHS staff, with a possible $1,000 salary increase dated back to April 2021 after previously saying that they were unable to pay a 1% raise. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Margaret Cooperative Credit Union Limited and Digicel. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
News as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station.